Thank you. Best part coming up. You ready?
Whoa!
Welcome to the Razor's Edge Wrestling Podcast, coming live from Head of State Barbershop in Parma, Ohio, right outside of Cleveland. I am the good brother, your main guy, Christian Blends, to the left of me.
We had some titles, huh?
Oh, yeah.
The mountain. Main guy.
The mountain. That's my new name, too.
Mountain.
The Caucasian god himself. To the left of me, we have the homeboy, the gangster, Matt Boogs.
Yeah.
You like that one.
Thank you. Thank you.
I hate that.
Thanks.
We're going to stop that one day. And to the right of me, we have Mr. 3000 himself, Troy Johnson. Baby! Can't predict a match to save his life.
Got his own butt named after him.
But if I was writing, y'all be getting twist left and right.
And that's why.
I'm mad. You put your finger on the button before I was even close to being finished.
It didn't matter.
I knew something was coming.
I knew
it was going to happen. Boys, it has been a great week. Week and a half.
Yeah,
two weeks wrestling, bro.
Yeah, just about.
Yeah,
all across the board.
Yeah.
So much to unpack.
Excluding NXT, obviously. But SmackDown, Raw, Hell in a Cell, AE fucking W, Double or Nothing.
Woof. Sheesh.
Oh, my God. Did we get some good fucking wrestling?
Yeah.
For once.
Yes.
Drama.
Drama. We're okay with that?
Yes.
All right.
Always in
very the, compelling.
Where do we want to start first? You know what? Let's do it. Let's start with Double or Nothing. We never start with AEW.
No, we don't. Let's do it.
Double or Nothing.
Well, it was long as hell.
Way too fucking long. Dude.
Yeah, and they made fun of it in the scrum afterwards. But yeah, I mean, four and a half hours.
Dude, I fell asleep during the fucking, Anarchy and the...
So did I.
Yeah, dude.
It was so good, too.
In the arena?
It was so long.
Yeah. Dude, that was ridiculous. I woke up and like fucking you just see Eddie fucking Kingston coming down like a zombie. With
same thing.
Dude, with fucking like a gasoline just pouring in blood. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? I looked in the ring. The fucking top half of the rope is gone. I'm like, what the fuck happened here, dude? Like, what's going on?
Somebody cut out a sword. Oh, wait. Wrong promotion.
Heard that.
Right?
Oh, no. Not the Claymore. He named, like, Leslie or some shit. Whatever his mom's name is. But, and new.
Yes.
AEW champion.
Yep.
Boo.
CM motherfucking Punk, dude.
For now.
Summer of CM Punk.
Dude.
For now.
Ish.
For a second.
Dude, it's a CM Punk Hoochie Daddy short summer, dude.
Oh my God.
Oh, I'm going off, bro. I'm so hyped. My shorts have never been shorter. CM Punk has never been a better champion. Dude, nobody's ever looked better in that belt than him, bro.
Yep.
Kenny, maybe.
Just Kenny.
Yes.
But goddamn, does CM Punk look good with all that gold on him?
Yup.
For now.
But on the negative side of that.
Yes. Yep. Speaking of short.
Yeah. So, was it official he dropped the title?
Yeah.
No, you were right.
I was right.
Yes.
Yes, I knew I was.
Yes. Because AEW loves their interim. Right, yeah. You like to be right, because you are. But yeah, AEW loves their interim titles, and let's just give... You get a title. It's like being on Oprah. You get a title. You get a title.
So he comes back. You can like sort of wrestle for both belts.
Right.
You know? That's pretty cool.
Because that's never happened with CM Punk, ever.
Oh. Yeah. Just comes out of
this
nowhere.
This seems familiar.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm pretty sure there's going to be some comparative memes for sure. My voice cracked. I'm growing up still.
It's all right.
Some comparative memes. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Don't roll your eyes. Why don't you like CM Punk? Let's get into that.
I don't like little guys who get heavyweight.
He's not that little. He really isn't.
He's not, but like that's the same reason why I don't like Adam Cole. He's just
he's a cruiserweight at heart, though.
He's
CM
a,
Punk's
yeah.
never been a cruiserweight.
Right.
And I know that, but like
they're only missing each other by like 20 pounds.
Yeah, but that's CM it. Punk's just, got the, he's got more muscle definition.
Never, absolutely. He's like 6'1", 6'2".
Never completely right. sold me on
no?
like CM Punk. No.
Oh, dude, CM Punk was
Even when he was babyface against John Cena, I was still like, yeah, I'd rather see John Cena with
literally
the
title. Cena was the ultimate face, and only CM Punk could turn that guy heel.
Yep.
Yeah.
Only he could outface you if he chose to.
Yeah.
Dude, like CM Punk is just, he's that goddamn good.
I mean, and not to go backwards, but like when he was in the program with MJF, I mean, those two were
promos.
Laid up the mic.
Dude, I have not seen promos so that good in a long time, bro.
Almost 10 years, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And dude, and when, as soon as I seen Hangman hesitate, I was like, oh, that's
yep.
it. He's going for the buckshot.
Yep.
Turned it into a GTS, bro.
Yeah, he had it.
But unfortunately, CM Punk will require surgery on his foot.
He broke it, right?
Completely. I don't think he said broke it, but there's something going on there.
Yeah, I've heard rumblings too. Yeah, so he's going to be out. We don't know how long.
We don't. It is a summer of injuries.
Yes. Right. But I think now I kind of had the feeling that Hangman Adam Page was probably going to like chill out for a little bit, even though he kind of just came back when he got the belt.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought maybe he would have a little time off TV, but I think they're just... Obviously, he's back, I think, tonight to be...
Is he?
Yeah, in that big Royale.
Mm. For the interim belt?
Yeah.
How about...
for one of them belts.
Yeah, for one of them, you know. What about the Owen Hart championship matches?
Good matches, but I just still kind of felt like it was a little anticlimactic.
Yeah, me too. I really didn't give a shit.
True. Yeah, so. By the time it was over, I'm sorry, I'm supposed to believe that Adam Cole was going to
beat...
He
could beat Samoa Joe.
Yeah, right.
He could beat Samoa Joe.
Right. No.
Come on.
No.
Like, no, we're not going to do that. We're not even going to pretend
and
that's a
I don't even
thing.
Know what the value is. I think we all, you and I at least, are big fans of Britt Baker, but where's the value in her winning it?
Yeah.
You know?
No, nothing. And how about the fact that the belt was bigger than Adam Cole?
Well, I mean...
Yeah.
It's fucking huge.
It was bigger than Double H.
Double H. Yes, never end.
That's never going away. That right. is the only way to do that.
Yep.
And then, you know, Double or Nothing overall, besides being super fucking lengthy, pretty solid. I'm not mad at it at all. It was pretty solid. I'm not even going to pretend that... It wasn't too long.
Look at these little fuckers.
Just always interrupted by somebody. Right. We're gonna lock that door.
Well, we got the Crown Peaks. What the fuck?
That's not for you. For podcasts only. And by podcasts, I mean only for Matt. None of us got some music.
All right. At this point, we're gonna have you listen to our sponsor.
That was pretty nice.
That's all right. That's just another segment. Throw you some know? More advertising in there because we can advertise now.
Can we?
Oh yeah, it's
oh,
on
that's
there.
Sick. I love this. Yeah. This is gonna be. It's gonna be great.
Yes.
It's great. You know, this is. We're still in the beginning works. We're still trying to figure everything out.
It's
all
right though. That's the charm.
Absolutely.
The Razor's Edge Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah, featured by anybody that walks through the barbershop door.
Right.
Sway.
So yeah, so
double
we were
Double or Nothing. How are we overall?
Oh, it was honestly for me. Mm-hmm. Again, I'm kind of an AEW mark, but it's the best pay per view I've seen probably since WrestleMania.
How do we feel about Sammy Guevara and Tay Conti right now?
Annoying. Yeah,
he super kicked her. That was pretty funny.
Yes, that was good.
Yeah.
I liked that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty over it.
Yes,
I'm a big Jade Cargill fan right now. That is honestly,
boy,
that's where I'm at.
She is pretty damn good. I want to not like her, but
it's
I can't.
Hard not to.
Yeah,
I really like her. Like, she's...
But she scares the hell...
Yeah, that's a big broad.
She is huge.
She is super cocky, dude. Yeah, but dude. I'm all in.
She is cut, dude.
Yeah. Woo. Yeah, I'm all in on Jay Cargo. You've never seen Jay Cargo, have you?
Whoa.
Oh. Well, in case you're wondering which side of the war Troy's on, you know, he's definitely a WWE guy through and through.
No, it's complicated.
Is it, though?
I want to watch AEW, but I don't feel like cable's worth what I have to pay for it. Because that's like the only thing
so
I
watch.
So
how do you watch
for.
WWE?
SmackDown's live on Fox on Fridays. And then Monday Night Raws is, I just run it back Tuesdays or Wednesdays. Oh, yeah, no, I know her. You should have just said the chick with the green hair. I didn't know her name.
Well, they have names. So.
I don't know her name.
Yeah.
So how do you... So wait, I'm so finished. I get how you watch...
SmackDown. And then Raw's on Hulu's after it airs.
It's on all
Mondays.
The Hulu's.
All of them.
Yeah, all the Hulu's.
Because it has some Hulu's.
But AEW's not on...
Hulu?
Nothing.
No,
Hulu
it's all, the only time I watched it was when I had Hulu Live, but it's $70 a month. I don't know if these podcast listeners know. I'm doing well for myself. I'm not doing that well, you know. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe more people listen. Maybe one day I can get Hulu Live. We'll see, I guess, maybe. Right?
So how do you watch Dynamite then?
How do I watch Dynamite? What is it? YouTube TV?
Oh, okay.
You got YouTube TV?
Mm-hmm.
Should let me get
So I had Hulu Live.
Think about it.
I went to YouTube TV, then they dropped the local sports, so then I went to
Pornhub, which they do not show wrestling on.
DirecTV Stream. It's like the same price as all
of them. DirecTV still around?
Yeah, it's called DirecTV Stream. Yeah, it's just a streaming app now.
You don't have a satellite on top of your house?
No.
Like some cloudy days, you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah. It's storming, damn it. What am I missing?
Fucking Dick Goddard said it was going to be clear today.
Winslow off.
But so AEW, Double or Nothing. I expected a big surprise, honestly. Besides like a title change. Title change is always huge. We love title changes. But in AEW fashion and over the top antics, I really expected a big-time return or a signing.
Yeah, there wasn't any of that, but we just got quality matches.
But I did
show.
Love that they signed Ember Moon.
No, sign her name.
It's Athena now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm the biggest Ember Moon fan, dude.
I'm not hip yet.
No?
No?
Love Ember Moon.
She's good in the ring.
Yeah, she's really good. Her entrance was fire in WWE, bro.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
I was going to say, I didn't see her new one.
Nah, Athena. I haven't seen her
Athena.
Either. Yeah,
it's a cheesy name.
Well, you know.
Ember Moon was so much raw.
That was so much better.
It fit her, too.
Mm-hmm. She's a big show. She's, like, best friends with Alexa Bliss.
Really?
Yeah. So, honestly, like, I think Alexa Bliss is always going to be a WWE person. She's literally the face of that division when she chooses to be.
Yeah.
She is. So she's a WWE all through and through. Like, she's just always going to be. It's like kind of like Orton. Orton's always going to be a WWE guy.
Yeah.
You know? So, since we're on the topic of AEW, how about that MJF pipe bomb?
Well, I mean, he did.
How about it?
You know, he did the work. You know, on the first match, I mean, he showed up because there was the backtrack a little bit. There was some controversy because he didn't show up to some meet and greets over the weekend.
Yeah,
before the pay-per-view.
Yep. So he shows up, comes out.
Takes 12 power bombs in a row.
He does, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, God damn, you're going to kill the guy.
I know.
Yeah.
He did. Well, he put him over. Yeah. He did what he needed to do.
He takes L's. And really uplifts. Like, he knows he doesn't need a high win-loss
record.
He's
26.
Yeah.
He's 26.
This guy is he is the future of wrestling.
Yes.
Of WWE.
Nah.
It's going to happen.
I think you can't be MJF in WWE right now. Mm-hmm. You can't. The shit he says, how he moves, the things he does, how he talks about cities. It is so cookie-cutter over there that MJF couldn't be MJF over there.
Yeah.
For now.
No, yeah, they're definitely going to have to step their game up. You got to step out of that PG rating.
Yeah. Yeah.
But even then, like we said before, The Rock couldn't be The Rock right now. Right?
Yeah, no.
He couldn't. Absolutely not. Talking about the big red retard and all that. You can't do that.
Right.
Yeah. Me. But, like, I'm just... I was like, dude, this is exactly what the fuck they needed.
Yep.
And right there, I think we also have to thank CM Punk for moments like these.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Look, there's no CM Punk. There's no MJF.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, you know? and that's the thing, too. So, my lovely lady, Chantel.
Mm-hmm. Shout out.
Shout out her. She has never seen any of the pipe bombs. So, she caught me. She walked in as soon as I started watching the MJF promo. I'm folding laundry like a good house husband does.
Mm-hmm. With love.
With love, obviously. It's tucked and pressed. I don't fuck around, all right? It's one thing you could say a lot about me. Yeah, I'm an asshole. Yeah, I'm bald. Yeah, I say inappropriate things at inappropriate times.
Are you describing me?
It's both of us. And that's why I love you.
Good brother.
But one thing you will never take away from me, I am a good folder of clothes. All right? I took it seriously. I have a pile for everything. All right? If you see me fold clothes, it is 20 piles, and they are all essential. And everything has a purpose and a place. All right? But, so, I'm doing... Per usual, husband-like duties. And then she walks in and says, oh, what are you watching? I said, oh, this is the new MJF promo. She's like, well, when did this happen? I said, it happened days ago, but I'm just watching it now. I've made time for myself. I'm going to watch this unbothered because I couldn't watch it in this barbershop because even after hours, people interrupt you. Okay? Sway. So I'm not going to do it now.
Chris is like, no, I'll say it. It's fucking Sway.
Yeah, it's fucking Sway. He's just
he doesn't listen.
He is the big Samoan pain in my ass. Okay? And that's it. And just everybody's ass. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm here all week. Mm-hmm. I'm just the only one that's going to say it. And then, so I'm watching it, and she comes in, says, oh, what's this? Blah, blah, blah. Tell her. So she's watching it, and MJF is ripping it the fuck up. Ripping it.
Going in hard.
Says, hey, boss man, if I was a former WWE guy, would you pay me more?
Yep.
Would you treat me better? And oh my God.
He lit him up.
Oh. Dude, he called him a fucking mark.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, damn.
You should be in the crowd.
Yeah, he said your power should be right behind that barricade right there. That's where your power should start and end, behind that barricade. And he's told him, fuck you, fucking fire me. Ah, so much passion in it.
Yep.
And you know what I think is the key to that shit? Some of that shit has to be a little true.
Always is.
Yeah, always is. I mean, it was obviously a work.
Yeah.
It was a great work, but
God damn if there wasn't some truth in there. There's just some things you can't lie about.
You really think it was a work?
Yeah, it was definitely a work.
You think so?
Yeah.
That's what the best acting is. I mean, it's based in reality.
First of all, MJF would never be allowed to go to the ring and have that long segment. The only thing that's making me question it
is the fact that they, one, cut his mic and then went straight to commercial.
I'm about to cut your mic, dude.
Two, CM Punk came out after they went to commercial. If you've seen any of like the videos from the crowd, he came out and was like, yo, like, what are you doing?
It's a work.
MJF dipped out through the crowd. And then lastly, he was taken off the roster online. If you didn't know that.
Work.
I mean, hey.
40 hours a week work.
If it's a work, they're doing a fucking great job of selling it.
Well, they've been pretty up to par so far with everything else.
Yep.
Yeah. What's your fucking
start watching?
Dude, I'm gonna cut your fucking mic.
I've seen some things where it's just like, yeah, that was
you haven't shitty. Seen anything. You don't even watch it.
I watched the highlights.
Ooh. Does that mean you watched the game?
Why?
If you watched, you know. Thank you.
It's all right.
You never get off that button, bro.
Whatever.
He does it to himself.
If you don't got haters, you ain't popping.
Hey, listen.
Destroyed his comeback.
It's all right.
He's like, man, he had that one cocked and loaded.
This is as bad as Chris the John like, Cena nope. Roman Reigns promo.
Oh,
it's like, shut the fuck
up. Come on, dude. If you're going to be the guy, you got to learn how to do it.
Fuck off.
And that's how you cut a promo right there. You understand me?
Right.
That's how you win. Pass I would have had the crowd beer. On my side.
We don't even need to laugh track.
Nope. Hell no.
I'll give you a beer for that.
Thank you.
You've earned it.
Thank you. I need that.
You're 2015 Roman Reigns.
Does it mean I got a bright future ahead of me?
Well, you kiss enough ass, yeah. Anything's possible.
Whose ass do I got to kiss? What the fuck?
Oh, you know. Right? So, MJF promo, 10 out of fucking 10.
Yes, no, 12 out of 10.
Yeah. And we got to thank CM Punk for those moments even happening. So she saw it and she was like, "Oh my god, can you talk to your boss like that?" I said, "Absolutely not. This is the fucking work."
Right.
I'm like, "But, you know," I said, "Did I ever show you CM Punk's pipe bomb?" And she said, "No." So I instantly turned on Cena's pipe bomb. Not Cena, but CM Punk's, where Cena's in the middle of the ring, just went through the table, lost his match to R-Truth.
Yep.
And CM Punk does the infamous cross his legs and sit down. You know,
with the Austin 3:3 shirt,
yeah, with the Stone Cold shirt, sits down, all crisscross applesauce, and says, "You know what, John? I don't even hate you, John. As a matter of fact, I like you. You're one of the guys I actually do respect in the back." And he said, "You know, the only thing you are better at than me is kissing Vince McMahon's ass." And he starts going on. He starts calling Triple H a doofus, and his idiotic daughter, and his doofus stepson. He said, "I would like to think this company would be better when he dies."
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's not going to. It's going to get handed down to his idiotic daughter and her doofus stepson.
And they'll ruin so it.
So good.
Her son-in-law. Oh, my God. It was. And she's like, "All right, well, MJF's was better." I was like, "CM Punk's meant more." And she was like, "Explain that to me." I was like, "Without this pipe bomb right here, in WWE, anything that happens in WWE, let's just face facts. It's huge mm-hmm. because of the company.
Yeah, the scope of it. Yeah.
Yeah. As much as AEW does a great job competing, they'll never hold a candle anytime soon.
No.
To the ratings and the numbers and the.
And that's why I hate when it's compared to. Oh.
Yeah.
But you know can't. What? But here's the thing too, though. Nobody's getting them. If we're gonna make comparisons, you can't compare it to the Monday Night Wars or even.
No.
You know. You know, the beginning of the ruthless aggression and all that. And the way we consume this media now is so different.
I agree.
Like I said, we're even our conversation 10 minutes ago, you know, we talked about how do you watch it? YouTube. Mm-hmm. I watch some clips and everything like that. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's rare to sit down and watch it live.
Yeah, I know it is.
I mean, we're recording right now during a live episode of you know AEW. So I mean, it's just, and we do a wrestling podcast.
But I think they're on a beautiful track.
Yes,
I do believe so. And as soon as AEW came out, I wasn't concerned with it beating WWE. I was just excited that it was going to make wrestling competitive again.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now there's another option.
Mm-hmm.
Now this isn't the end-all be-all because as wrestling fans, true wrestling fans, you'll never step away for long.
Yeah, we wrestling, all seem to find our way back. Sometimes it's more than once.
Absolutely. And it's when the end-all be-all is a shitty product, why would they change it? They're the only people out there doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, "Well, fuck you, dude. What else are you going to watch? New Japan? Come on."
Right. I think what helps them compared to like when we saw like the we'll just kind of say the rise and fall of TNA/Impact,
mm-hmm.
even though it does still exist. Sorry, not trying to pin, but it's nothing than what it was at its quote unquote height.
Absolutely,
the biggest difference is the money behind AEW. You know, Tony Khan and his father. I mean, that's deep pockets. Yeah. You know, yeah, they could. You know, is it sustainable? I think so. I think the contract that they have right now with, you know, with Turner is strong. I think, you know, I keep hearing rumblings about eventually getting to some type of streaming.
Yeah.
Whether it be through HBO Max or something along those lines.
That would work out perfect for me.
Yeah. I mean, really. I mean, there's an untapped, you know what I mean? I think right now, though, and I always kind of wonder about this. Now, WWE had the you know, they used to be just pay-per-view. You actually just ordered pay-per-view. Then they kind of had it going coinciding with you can do that or you can have the network. Then the network kind of just kind of merged with Peacock, so they're all on Peacock. But, I mean, even if you pay for whatever it is, the $10.99 or whatever it works out to a year, it's like, what, the equivalent of maybe two pay-per-views?
Yeah.
So I think the revenue stream...
And then you get, like, everything else.
You get a lot.
You do.
Yeah, it's great.
I was on Peacock the other day, and I'm like, dude, I like the WWE Network so much better just because Peacock took away, like, literally half of the shit. Because WWE Network, you could go back and watch any episode of SmackDown.
Yeah.
Now it's only, like, limited.
Yeah, super limited now. Yeah. And it's, like, it's just...
They, like, rotate different shows and stuff like that.
Yep. Yeah.
I agree. I definitely agree, and I'm actually excited for AEW. If AEW can come out with a streaming service,
It's coming out with a video game. They might as well,
right?
Or like I said, partner up with like one of its sister companies. You know, like via Turner /
anything.
HBO.
You could even go on fucking Paramount Plus for all I give a shit.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, something. Truthfully, but so that kind of AEW right now is just. It's on fire. I don't know what they plan on doing with Wardlow. Where does Wardlow go from here?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, we'll see what kind of happens tonight. There's the Battle Royale. Mm-hmm. John Moxley is the quote-unquote number one contender for the interim.
He's got the best record.
Yeah, so, you know, that really helps. Just if you want the best record, just go to rehab for a while, miss a bunch of weeks, and come back and have a solid record.
Left out on top, came back on top.
Right.
It's pretty cool how that
works. But like I said, we know Adam Page is coming back a little bit sooner than we probably thought, you know. So we'll see.
I'll be pissed if Adam Page wins. I'll be pissed.
What? Yeah, I was thinking about that too. I'm like, well, where does this go? Where does this land? But I don't know.
I don't know either. Kenny Omega return, maybe?
I keep thinking Kenny is going to come back. I kind of thought he would come back for the...
Forbidden Door.
Forbidden Door, yeah. It makes sense. But there's been no rumblings either. Because normally we kind of... Yes.
Yeah.
So... And he's had a couple little tweets, but he's still been kind of radio silent. So.
Yeah, I agree.
But I don't know. Who's next? Who's next?
Right, exactly. Who's next? So... how about Hell in a Cell? How are we feeling about that? Could have been better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could have been
better. Had a couple moments, but overall, I mean.
But goddamn, if we can't just, you know, everybody just fucking bow their heads right now for a second and just
praise.
Appreciate that fucking performance with a, we've seen injuries happen in matches. And the match finished via Triple H with the torn quads.
Oh yeah,
and it's a sign of strength. You know, it really shows your passion and your like the balls to even finish some of these moves.
Right, and let's do a little prelude to that because there were obviously the word started coming out about some of this.
Yeah,
and then it was kind of like, and then WWE kind of walked it back a little bit. So then it's like, all right, is it a work?
Yeah. Are we giving the match to Seth Rollins because of this torn pec and that's the reason he beat him and now we're going to get a fourth Rollins versus Rhodes match? That's where my head was personally.
Yeah.
So I was there. And
you're
then,
a good predictor.
Right. You know, one of the best.
Keep stroking his fucking ego.
Well, hey.
Make his head even bigger.
Dude, listen. So there's one thing you just got to understand, man. When you're right, you're right, you know? And I'm a huge believer in giving flowers now while we're all still here. You know? I don't wanna praise you guys when you're dead. I wanna praise you guys now.
You don't praise me now though, so.
You're not right about anything.
Whatever. I'm right about some things.
You are. All right, you are, buddy. Whatever. You're a little
I'll be the beta.
You're on a big mountain of right over there, and we're all in the valley of wrong. But anyway, so I would just love to just fucking just bow down to the greatness that is Cody fucking Rhodes.
Yes.
My God. That's a laughing one. Don't press the laugh one.
I only know B.
C.
Cody fucking Rhodes, bro. Cody fucking Rhodes. God damn it, was that a fucking... He came out and we heard, all right, he tore it a little bit. And then he worked out and he ripped it off the fucking bone. As soon as he came out with that jacket on, I'm like, no way, that's a work. No way, he's fucking... I'm like, we're going to see right away. We've seen a torn pec with Triple H when he tore his. And you see all the pictures. And God damn it, if you didn't feel the air leave the fucking arena when he took off that coat.
Yeah.
It's moments.
That is a torn pec, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
There was no... And I was like, all right, maybe it's makeup.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
We all had a hot minute where we were like...
Trying to look at that different angle.
I'm like, did it lighten up at all?
No.
No.
That's, he gave new definition to swole.
Yeah. Oh, dude, and the fact that as soon as he took it off, his right arm was just beefy.
Ooh.
I'm like, that motherfucker's swollen, bro.
Yeah.
And I mean, he was taking chops to the chest, and I'm like, dude, I don't think that's makeup, boys. That's blood under the skin right there. Oh. That is a torn pec, ladies and gentlemen. It is torn all the way through. It went to the inside of his arm.
If you know, honestly... When somebody is like, all right, we all know what wrestling is. We don't pretend. Well, maybe you don't know what a work is, but.
Whatever.
No, but for real. Whatever. If someone's talking shit like, oh, what do you watch that? Oh, it's fake. It's like, you know what? Okay.
Watch that match.
Okay.
Watch this dude take a kendo stick into the fucking chest. Watch him take a belt to the chest. Watch him just get stomped in the chest. And part of me was like, this is fucking stupid. This is so stupid. You so obviously need surgery.
Yeah, this is taking years off of your career.
Yeah, you're fucking yourself. Dude, your recoup is going to be crazy.
This Cody Rhodes, since he's kind of
invented himself. It, bro.
Yes. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
He is
focused.
He's not going the distance.
Yeah. He is fucking focused, bro.
Yeah.
And how... Real quick, praise to Seth Rollins for his outfit.
Oh, my God. Talk about top-tier trolling.
This is why he's a top guy.
As soon as he took it off, I was like, oh, that's a topic.
Oh, that's, yep. Oh, that's
that too.
That's Dusty for sure right
there.
Right.
And did you see his reaction too when Cody took off his coat, his Captain Crunch coat? And Cody... He just laughed. He was just like, he did that Seth Rollins laugh.
Oh, it's right.
It's because Seth probably thought, well, as his character.
Oh, I'm going to fuck you
up, dude.
Yeah,
he thought he had it in the bag.
And so did I. Honestly, I was like, all right, even if he wrestles, I'm like, this is not going to be a long match.
Yeah, exactly.
27 fucking minute match.
I still think, you know, with the injury and everything, take away the injury, that adding to it made the match less of what it really could have been. I think it could have been so much better.
You think it took away from it? I think it added to it.
I think it took away from it on, like, because, like you said, the air left the crowd and everything. I think that was one thing that took away from it. And also, like, what maybe they had plans to do more with the match.
Like the spots?
Yeah.
Listen,
yeah.
The fact that he had a torn pec and was able to do the spots that we even got to see.
Yeah.
Dude, you could have done a fucking Panama sunrise into a fucking Spanish fly, and I'd rather have seen this match than that spot. That match was was incredible. He did a double crossroads without a pec.
Yeah.
Unable to lift. Now, you can lift your... Let's not get it twisted. You can lift your arm up with a torn pec. You have shoulders. That's what your shoulder muscle is for. But your chest is also attached to all that.
Right. You can get
he
to
can
about,
only lift it so much.
Yeah, about here. Well, yeah. You can't see it. You can't see at home.
Right. About 90 degrees. Yeah. You can get it up about 90 degrees.
But it hurts.
You're fucking in pain. And that man was taking bumps, big bumps, missile drop kicks to the fucking arm.
Mad respect, man.
It was stupid. In the words of Randy Orton. Stupid, stupid, stupid. But God damn it, if that wasn't fucking impressive.
Hot take. All Elite Wrestling introduces the All Atlantic Championship.
Oh, we got more belts?
New belt.
New belt. Let's see it.
Everyone's hold on, here, I'll actually get the fucking titles.
Yeah,
you get a title.
Yeah, everybody's going to get a title. The North Atlantic title. I actually like the name, though.
It's not bad. AEW, especially now that they fixed their women's belt,
yeah,
they do a good job with the belts.
These are super indie, like, vibed belts. Like, because, you know, they've always...
But I'm not mad at it.
I'm not mad at it either. Like, the IWGP belt, huge belt.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, these and they honestly look incredible. I absolutely love the AEW belt. That championship belt is fucking crazy. I want it, but it's $700. And the way my bank account's set up, that's not going to fucking happen. One day, though. You know.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to ask really nicely.
See if
she'll let me buy it. No, she's not going to buy it. I know that for goddamn sure. I'm going to ask permission for me to buy it. But, oh, my God, bro. Oh, my God. That's the only good thing I really had to say about Hell in a Cell.
Yeah, but I mean, but and then this finishes, the homage to Triple H.
Uh-huh. Pedigree.
Oh, yeah. Finally.
The listen, sledgehammer.
That guy's been that. Trying to get a pedigree off since AEW.
Yeah.
And it never gets pulled off. And he's done it all. He's hinted at it here.
Mm-hmm.
This is the beauty in following wrestlers from promotion to promotion. It's the long-term storytelling that the greats have the ability to do. Only certain people could pick that up.
That's a great thing.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, I'm just... Don't roll your eyes. All right?
It's a love fest.
Yeah, it's
a love
fest. It's unbecoming, dude. All right? You need to grow up a little.
I feel like you guys are jerking yourself off, and I'm just over here watching, like...
Oh, you would nice. Watch?
No.
You're a creep, dude.
Oh, my God.
Ew. We got a looker, boys. We got a looker. I agree.
Looker with his own button.
Anyway, so I'm gonna face this way.
Look into my eyes.
Oh, I've looked at this whole podcast.
Right.
That's gonna be the title of this episode.
We got a looker.
It's a love fest.
Make love.
Yep. You know, via compliments. There's nothing wrong with, you know, giving credit where it's due, you know?
And I'll never get any credit.
You know, if you work real hard one day, you know? But I think Cody Rhodes and the way he does wrestling, period, bro, it is just, it's an art. It's an art.
Yeah.
If anybody's taking that belt off Roman, it's Cody.
Yeah, 100%.
Mm-hmm. 100%. 3-0 against Seth Rollins. And then comes out on Monday Night Raw and, you know, gets a little more praise. Says he's going to be out. He's out for 6 months. I called that right down the line, too. I was like, at least six
months,
dude. Should
have been a
doctor. I should have been a doctor. You know, now I make way less money. And, yeah, DMD, baby. But he told him, you know, he was like, yeah, man, I appreciate it. I'm pretty much going to be out for 6 months. We're like, yeah, no shit. Probably could have been 4 if you didn't do that fucking match.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, then he catches a sledgehammer to the back of the neck from Seth Rollins, who applied
more
damage
bumps.
To the chest.
Yeah, more
dude.
Bumps.
Yeah, and now he's gone. Like, listen, these have been beautiful matches.
Mm-hmm.
It's just we've done 3.
Yep.
Let's move on.
Yes.
Let's move on.
For now.
Let's move on. Let's move on. I'm done. I'm done with this. It's beautiful, but come on, man. So, I mean, keep Seth. Obviously, keep Seth heel. I love Seth as a heel.
Fist.
Yeah, but I'm done.
I mean, arguably the best.
Yeah.
Right now.
Oh, and how about something I didn't think I would ever fucking see? So, as we all know, Hell in a Cell was in Chicago.
Yeah.
Home of one AEW champion, CM Punk. And lo and behold, a future.
Favorite.
Yeah. A future champion, in my eyes, maybe.
No.
I'm trying to be nice. All right.
IC champion.
Mustafa.
I can see him putting the IC.
Yeah, for sure. I can see him being an
actually,
IC champion.
Solid match.
He can wrestle his ass off. That guy is a great... Mustafa Ali is a fucking beast.
Yep.
But God damn it, if he's from Chicago also.
I can't believe he slid that in there.
Yeah. Dude, he fucking came out. And his tights were an homage to the best in the world.
Yep.
CM Punk, baby. He had CM Punk inspired tights.
Yep.
Oh my fucking God. How does that happen? How do we let anything like there's that had to get approved by at least three people.
Oh, minimum.
Minimum. And they were like, yeah, fuck yeah, do it. And oh my God, if Twitter didn't fucking blow up, I literally marked out. So we have a group chat with the podcast. And as soon as he came out, I said, no fucking way. Guys, those are CM Punk inspired trunks.
Well, I was like, they were talking about Chicago Scott, and he comes out, I'm looking, I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I'm like, nah. No. And then like, boom, here comes your text. I was like, no shit.
Yeah. Like, when the fuck did we ever believe we would see anything having to do? They don't even acknowledge his longest title reign.
Nope.
They just stuck the belt on Roman for 2 years just to beat CM Punk. They don't even acknowledge his title reign.
Yeah, well, he fixed her ass. Now I got the shortest reign.
Right? Jesus Christ. And he comes out and, dude, I lost my shit. I'm like, oh, I'm a fan instantly.
Yep.
I'm all in.
He went up a notch for me.
I'm all in with Mustafa.
Yep.
Mustafa.
But you got to go to Ali, bro. I'm so sick of that Mustafa shit. Yeah. Just call yourself Ali.
Mustafa.
But I mean, let's talk about real quick here before we jump to like what's happening with Edge and all that. But maybe it leads us into it. But what's the landscape look like now for the rest of the summer? We've got two big injuries, you know, and now we're kind of not. We're seeing a lot less Roman Reigns already, you know. I think
SummerSlam is coming up,
right?
So. We obviously know.
That's right after Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
Right.
Bobby Lashley is coming up in a huge way right now.
And I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm all for this face Bobby Lashley push. This is a big... If they can do this the right way, that's another top player right there. Because we're not getting Cody for 6 months.
Yeah.
Right.
You know? Which is kind of... It's kind of depressing.
It sucks.
But it gives us something to look forward to.
Unless, if you guys have not seen those Bray Wyatt cryptic tweets.
Well, I was kind of going to bring that up with the whole void right now. Okay. What a perfect time.
Yes.
And where could he go?
Anywhere he wants.
Right now.
Go anywhere, but I just feel like he needs to come back home.
Listen, as much as I would love to see him, and we've talked about this before in AEW, but I know you said he does own the rights to some of that, but
yeah.
That intellectual property stuff, that's a tough game to get into with WWE.
Yeah.
So I agree, you know. Bring him home and let him go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let him go.
Let him do him. That Firefly Funhouse shit was my favorite, bro.
Man. Yep.
I loved it. I loved everything about it.
It was all right.
Nah, that shit was
I dug it, but I loved that. I mean, let's see, his so career.
Dark. It was so dark.
Right, but like, I mean, the dude keeps reinventing himself. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I personally liked the old Bray Wyatt.
The Wyatt family?
Yeah. I liked that whole gig
with
way
the
better
Louisiana
than the...
Draw.
Yeah, I like that better than The Fiend. I know it's a little weird, but...
I didn't. See, I like them both.
I like The Fiend, but I didn't like the
I like them all, that'd be honest. I think shit.
I like the split. I did like the split of the Firefly Funhouse and The Fiend.
Yeah.
Honestly, it was beautiful. This guy is so dark and sadistic that I just... You could give him anything, and he's going to twist it and make it tortured and tormented, and it's going to be fucking beautiful.
I was watching something before I came here. It was on FCW, and all the wrestlers were commenting on how good Bray Wyatt cuts his promos.
Yeah.
They'd be like, literally everybody was saying, was like, I don't know what he's saying, but I fucking believe him.
I mean, when he came out there with the OG, like, Wyatt family, I'm like, is he talking about? But I'm captivated. Yeah. I don't get it.
I do.
But I like it.
Nobody.
It's good shit.
Yeah. No, he's another guy that is a top promo guy.
Oh, 100%.
You can tell Dusty really worked on him when he was inside of the,
the development system.
Yeah, Husky Harris.
Husky Harris. But God damn it, if that man is just not born for wrestling.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he was born into it.
Yeah. Absolutely, he was. And especially with his brother, was that Bo Dallas?
Bo Dallas.
Bo Leaf.
Did you guys see Bo Leaf? Did you guys see when what's his name? Cody Rhodes went down. Did you see who was in the background in a suit?
No.
Oh, Curtis Axel.
Oh yeah.
Curtis Axel.
I was thinking, I was like, wow, you're not wrestling no more, bro?
No, that's Mr. Perfect, Kurt Hennig's son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he was out for a minute, but now he's like, you know, working back. He's a backstage guy. Yeah, which is good.
Make your money.
He's still young and, you know, it's not a bad thing.
Yeah. It's just, man, he was the Miz-tourage.
That was funny.
And now he's doing this.
Speaking of Miz.
Oh. Misses. Take a minute.
All right, boys. let the mics breathe.
Swing.
So, Maryse came out. Don't know if you guys saw that. Somebody told me the Miz was with her. I couldn't tell.
Who?
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I don't know.
That whole segment was just...
They're like, can you believe the Miz, what he was saying? I'm like, Miz was there?
He was talking?
Yeah.
I had it muted.
I thought it was Maryse and her tits, dude. That's my fault.
That's all I seen.
Listen, the Miz, truthfully, undefeated.
When my hand goes up, your mouth goes shut.
No, we were like, shut the fuck up, dude. Let your wife just stand there. Two beautiful little baby girls with that. Good for him.
Yep.
Good for him, dude.
She settled.
Yeah. No, hell no.
He's from Parma.
Yeah. Shut up. Normandy's finest right there.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
But oh, my God. Dude, listen. Miz, honestly, is a top guy. He's a top heel in the business. Definitely a top heel. And the money that guy has fucking made off of wrestling.
And deserves it, though.
Deserves it. Has put in the work.
It worked. Yeah.
Do you remember the fedora with the fucking faux hawk? Remember that with the cutoff gloves?
Yeah.
And the fucking JNCO-like pants that he was
been around
wearing.
For a minute.
Listen, he is... You gotta give credit where it's due. Just like, you know, how often you guys praise me, as you should. We have to praise The Miz, you know?
I like to praise you,
yeah,
like
that's all I want to do. I just want to praise The Miz and get praised myself. That's all.
I think that would be your wrestling theme music.
Oh, absolutely. Cat Boy Slim. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I don't doubt that at all. My God.
I can't, man.
My God.
No.
My God, was Maryse just looking incredibly. Incredibly.
Yeah, she's fire.
Yeah. No, she killed it.
I caught myself drooling at the screen.
Okay.
Oh, I can see you coming to the ring with this.
What, a fedora?
Whatever, dude.
Oh, yeah, that's a good... I can make that work. I got the confidence to do it.
I can hear the pop.
Yeah. Like,
oh, my fucking God.
I don't even need these panties anymore.
Terrible.
Get a nice little edit.
Yeah, and then turn it into, like, deep metal, like a deep metal cover. Make it all... Oh, yeah. Yeah. See, I'm into it. By the way, boys, I'm having like a little bit. That was Riddle that interrupted that promo, right?
Yeah.
I had a fucking brain fart. I just kept thinking about Maryse.
That's all I was.
Yeah, Riddle interrupted it. And man, Riddle's kind of getting over with this crowd. He's getting good, man.
We were worried what was going to happen.
I thought it was funny when he was like, I got to give my shout out to my main man, Randy. And then Miz is like, no one cares about Randy.
Right?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay.
Hey, does Randy come back sooner now, too, with the void?
I mean, Randy comes back, everybody's excited, and then he RKOs.
Riddle. No, but does he come back sooner now with the void?
Because
somebody's got to step up in WWE right now.
Yeah, but thankfully Cody wasn't a main event guy outside of Hell in a Cell, which is huge. But what are we doing with a main title for both shows being on a guy that doesn't do both shows?
Right.
What do we do? There is a void missing here.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah, there is. Something has to be done. I will not stand for it. Ooh. That's really cool.
The bass.
Seen that?
Yeah. It was the springs.
Yeah, it was. It was the shaky bar we do this on. And
TJ did not build this bar.
Definitely did not. But you know what I was excited for, besides Maurice? The Judgment Day. All yes. Rise and stand for the Judgment Day. And they were unveiling a fourth member after beating AJ Styles, Liv Morgan, and Finn Balor.
And who called it?
Who called it? Look at me in my face. Look at me in my... Troy?
You called the fourth member.
Who called it?
But he's not the fourth member. That's the thing. So
for a second, like, he was.
I get that you...
For a second, he was. I
get you called it, but like...
I called it.
That turn...
But he didn't call fourth member. He said new member.
Oh.
Oh.
Fact check. Sweet. Fact check.
But no one knew what was going to happen.
Well, no. But
And it was a great twist. I think a lot of people weren't expecting it.
Listen, I just think we're underplaying me right now.
Yeah. Have you not been listening to this podcast episode?
Out of an entire wrestling roster, I didn't say how it was going to happen. I didn't say what would happen after. I just gave you the guy, all right? And out of everybody you could have been, I think a little appreciation should be happening right now, you know, for these hot takes. Super hot takes. By the way, heel turn alert. Finn Balor's a bad guy again.
Yay!
And we love a heel Balor.
I still feel they need one more person, though.
You need one more person.
I do.
Give it time.
Shut up. My question is, what happens to Ed now?
Yeah, no, that's huge.
That's a big, like...
Nice segue.
So when they introduced Finn Balor and he came out, literally just lit up with a smile. I'm like, God damn, I'm good. And then he comes out, shakes his hand. I'm like, all right, now Balor's not a backup guy. Balor's put in the work. He's wrestling royalty, basically. He is not a backup guy. What the fuck is going to happen? Because you're making it seem like Damian Priest is the right hand. And then you got the girl.
You sure?
Lady thing. Yeah, I don't know. And then it was like she sort of had like a big butt, and then she didn't. I was like, whoa. Rhea Ripley got yams, dude? And then we saw it on Monday. We're like, no, it didn't.
Shout out to Troy's lady.
Troy's she lady Crystal. It. Yeah, she said, no, it's not butt, it's not fat. She just has straps underneath her butt cheeks.
Yeah, she called me out real quick. Why are you looking at her ass? I'm like, oh, sorry.
Because it's highlighted. What do you want me to do?
Jesus.
No, Jesus Christ.
It's like eyeliner, but for her butt.
that's pretty good.
Accentuation.
Yeah, that's all it's about. It's about you gotta highlight what you got.
And or what you don't got. She low key got some cake back
there. Yeah, she does. Good for her. No, she does squats. She's got triceps too, though. Really scares me. And a wide back. That back is wide.
She's got lats and fucking...
Yeah. Them wings are fucking... Those are not chicken wings. Those are eagle wings, dude. Let me tell you right now.
Yeah.
But brings out Finn Balor. Finn shakes his hand. Damian Priest and they all start cutting a promo. Finn tells her basically, like, what's going on over here?
That's not the theme I thought they were going to play.
So Finn basically says, you know, hey, you fucking, when she protected you, it opened up my eyes. You know? And this is the place to be. And they come out and Damian Priest says, yeah, Finn talked to us. And, you know, we're all pretty much sick of following orders. And we got one more tie to cut so we can finally be free. And that's you. Yeah, Edge is like, I have a new haircut, though. What do you mean? I just got this cut. And he just got cut.
Where's Gangrel?
I just got this cut, and now I'm cut?
Right.
Gangrel, help me.
Caught a fucking clothesline to the throat from Damian Priest. And then a sitting choke slam, we're going to call it that.
For now.
Yeah, and then a coup de grace. And then he caught a crucifix through the announce table. My question is,
yes,
they just got traction.
Yes.
They just got a new member.
Yes.
This is still a new faction. Why would you take away the leader of this faction? Which we heel turn Balor, do we face turn Edge?
That's what the buzz is, which is weird. It's too fast. It's not.
I don't want to face Edge. Edge is an incredible heel.
Yeah. He was just getting into it, too.
Oh.
And then where does this put AJ?
Out True. Of the picture, I guess.
Completely.
This is going to be a Finn Balor versus Edge beef for a while.
Right.
That's what we're going to see.
Yeah.
At SummerSlam, we're going to see that for sure.
Yeah.
I have the hardest time, like, just understanding why you would take Edge away from this.
Yeah, we'll have to see how it unfolds. I don't get it. I don't agree with it.
I don't
but
get it either.
Maybe I'll be wrong. Maybe they'll prove me wrong.
Maybe.
Ooh, what to say?
No, I agree. Maybe they know something we don't. Hasn't been happening. Well, definitely doesn't happen when it comes to me. I know everything they're doing. How many times do I have to prove you wrong, Troy? Before you just let me feed you, baby bird. I'm chewing up these metaphorical worms right now. Open your mouth, dude.
So good.
Open your mouth for me, Troy.
Pause.
Just let me spit these metaphorical chewed up worms down your throat and feed you. Okay? And the metaphorical worms are WWE Insight. Okay? Just ask me. I got you. Come here. Come here. Bring it in. Come here. What are you doing?
Whatever, man.
Don't you do it. But
yeah.
This has been a very exciting couple of weeks of wrestling.
Yes.
It's leading up to good shit.
Finally.
Good shit. Finally.
You know? And yeah. I'm where the fuck's Roman?
Ain't right.
You got
sitting
two
on the
titles.
Beach.
What right. the fuck are we doing with Roman Reigns?
Two titles and he ain't been around in weeks.
Yeah, you unified the tag belts, which I called. Again.
Salty.
But like what happens now? Now you have all the belts. Are we doing nothing? Nothing at all.
He's taking time off, man.
He does. You have two
he
belts.
He deserves
you don't
it.
Need, no, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. Dude, I'm
at least
you
make an interim belt.
Right? Yeah. Have something we can wrestle for in the meanwhile while you're gone.
Right.
Did you guys see Becky wrestle the 24/7 champions?
Yeah, that was funny.
I was like,
no, what? I missed that.
You missed
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah. So she was wrestling Dana Brooke, which, by the way, Dana Brooke doesn't get a fucking entrance anymore.
No.
They did Becky Lynch's
They were like,
entrance.
Oh, and by the way, Dana Brooke, who's in yeah. the ring already.
And Dana Brooke. And she had a little name tag at the bottom. And I'm like, oh, she doesn't have an entrance now.
Wow.
So 24 champion was Tozawa. He's getting chased all over the place. We're inside the ring. Becky Lynch and Dana Brooke are about to wrestle. Tozawa runs in. Dana Brooke pins him for the 24/7 title. Becky Lynch flips the fuck out. Says, what the fuck? You don't do this on my time. I'm about to whoop her ass. What the fuck is this belt doing out here? And she's like, you know what, bitch? Run it. Put that fucking belt up. I'm like, do not put the 24/7 title on fucking Becky Lynch, please.
I was like, please don't. Please,
that fucking belt is the kiss of death. Please do not fucking put that belt on Becky
Lynch. I remember
Lynch.
When they unveiled that belt. Mick Foley was.
You
like,
remember that?
He was trying to get the crowd hyped, and he was like, "No."
We were all like, "What the fuck?"
It was
is
funny.
That?
He got like all like hyped up. Yeah, this belt is gonna be amazing.
Yeah.
And he's like, "I present to you the 24/7 championship." Crickets from the crowd.
Yeah.
He was like, "It's a new belt."
Not yeah. No, we heard. Put that shit back. Put it back in the sack.
You know
dude.
What
Literally.
I think we do need. We need a head of state 24/7 belt. Like, when
Ooh.
Somebody walks in within it, we just all beat the shit out of them.
Absolutely. No, I'm all for
we
that.
We need to make that happen.
Dude, I feel like
you
I,
can buy, belt, like, random custom
I'm
going to
be, yeah, no, yeah. I feel like I'm just going to be the Roman Reigns of that title. I'm going to hold it a long time.
Oh, because you're all cock diesel now that you
because,
bring it
yeah,
out.
Because I put some muscle on, you know? All
right.
And I'm looking good. My head's tan.
You kind of sound a little Roman Reignish.
Acknowledge me.
Right, okay.
Head of state.
Just like the WWE, Troy's going to have the most rolled up pins on Chris for that title.
Ooh, shots fired.
All right, let's do it.
Just like
brief.
I could take every other title that you own.
Okay, let's have a.
I'm just gonna be like the Undertaker though, because I'm old and
Matt,
fat.
Matt, you
and
know
slow.
What?
I have to kind of come out like once a month or like.
Boogs, I'm gonna give you a little history recap because you weren't there. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now we've had two incidences where Troy has grown a pair of balls, and has tried me.
Hot take right here.
Yeah, yeah. It was a hot ass whooping too. Let me tell you that. All right. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, that too. Laugh at him. They're laughing at you. Okay, so in New Orleans, we've all been drinking. You know? We go back. We're all a little buzzed up. He lays on his bed. I lay on my bed on the other side. Mm-hmm. Not the same bed. As much as I asked for one bed for this hotel room, we got two.
Couldn't do it.
You know, I get it. You know? So the drinks were flowing. You know? We had to get going. Let's go back. We got to get dressed for tonight. We're really going to hit Bourbon Street the right way. Tomorrow is WrestleMania.
Yes.
But tonight.
It's guy's night.
It's guy's night. So,
and boy, was I, do I tell you, it was guy's night. It was a great night.
Great night.
Yeah?
Great time. You always love Bourbon Street.
We got to take Matt to Bourbon Street.
I've been.
Oh, he's been. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's
he ain't been with us. All right.
Okay.
So. Right, too sweet me. Ooh. Hey. Anyway, you're going to regret that in a minute. So, we go back to the hotel. I'm laying there, you know, talking to my woman casually. You know, she's pretty pissed I'm gone. So, yeah, it's all right, cool. Yeah, don't worry about it. And then, so, all of a sudden, I get fucking frog splashed.
Oh, no, it was 5-star frog splash.
Well, it was very RVD-like, I'll give him
it
that.
It was nice.
Yeah. And he caught it clean.
Yeah, I did.
And, you know, my, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Troy. Fucking Randall Johnson.
Troy Johnson Jr.
Oh, there we okay. Go. Okay. His middle name's Leslie. So, anyway. So, in my training, this has activated me.
Yeah.
All right. And instantly. Rear naked choke. Immediately. And I locked it in. Locked it in on his ass. He rolled right into it, too.
I did.
And he tapped.
I do.
That's one loss. Loss number dos. We are in Troy's childhood home where he's grown up, where his parents have loved and watched him grow. They've nurtured him in this house. Okay? A lot of wrestling has been going on here, has been watched, has been talked about, has been argued, has been overall enjoyed by this lovely Johnson family. And, you know, he has two other brothers, Joel and Jacob. They've also wrestled. You know? They've all just three boys, just being boys in a house. Proud father, Troy Johnson Sr., kind of a dick, but we love him for it. I love him so much for it.
He's so blunt.
He is. And you know what? You need that from time to time. The thing with him, you get it every time. Anyway. So, in this house, where the house Johnson, we're walking in. Raw is on. Troy's talking. He's getting a little lippy. You know, a little... Kind of, we're in his hometown. It's basically
home base.
Yeah, he's home based. He's got the home crowd cheering for him.
Yeah,
you know. But the thing about a good heel is, we don't give two shits about the home crowd, boys. Okay, so immediately I let him talk his shit. I'm scheming immediately. I'm like, all right, seems pretty on guard up top. I don't think an armbar or any kind of a hold is really gonna pop off. He's gonna definitely be ready for that. He's going to tuck in and he's going to squirm his way out because he's built like Slender Man. So, Boogs, if you couldn't take him up top, what's the area you would go? So you had to pick one area to really hone in, you know, because this is going to be a long match. I'm not looking to wrestle, really. I'm looking to get in and get out.
Go low?
You go low. And I went with Old Faithful. the old ankle lock. And it was locked in deep, Boogs. Yeah. It was real deep.
He caught me slipping.
There is video proof of this, by the way.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he tapped.
Caught me off guard.
In his living room.
I wasn't ready.
In front of his parents.
So, all this buildup, what does this mean for?
Means next match is for a fucking title. That's what it means. And it's a table match, and he's going fucking through.
I don't think I am. Whoa. I don't think I am.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Well, it's just it crazy just to real. Me that somebody that's 0-2 thinks he would pick the stipulations. Mm-hmm. You know? And, like, you know, and you're acting like you want it to happen tonight. You want it to happen here in front of Boogs, in front of a live audience on the Razor's Edge Wrestling Podcast. Is that what they want? Is that what you want? Is that what everybody wants? No.
That's not what they're going to get.
No. I pick. Because it's all about me. Okay?
Selfish.
I pick the place. I pick the time. I've whipped you twice. Okay?
You caught me off guard the second time.
Listen.
Shh. Promo in session.
Thank you. There is no way. And Christian Blends means no way. That you could ever beat me. Not on your worst day. Not on your best day. Not on my worst day. Not on if I was on fire. Laying on the ground. Anakin Skywalker style.
Oh, man.
Could you ever be? You want to go one-on-one with the Great One? It's not going to happen. It's not going to go your way.
You talk about your John 316.
Yeah. Well, Christian Blends 316 says, I just whooped your ass twice. Suck it.
You just like did The Rock, Stone Cold, Diaz.
All of them, dude.
Yep.
All of them. Pick all one. Of them.
Pick one.
Now acknowledge me.
This is the perfect time to end.
Absolutely. With that being said.
Mic dropped.
I'll see you in 2 weeks, playboy.
Thanks, everyone.
Until next time.